Governor Phil Murphy, through his presentation of his school funding plan, even had it on the podium, saying, fully funding our public schools. Well, there are a few people who have an argument to that claim. That argument being led by State Assembly Minority Leader John DeMaio, saying the premise that schools are fully funded is an outright lie. Never said he was subtle about these things. But if you look at the numbers, nearly 150 schools in the Murphy School Aid funding formula will once again hit homeowners with higher property taxes while allocating a small portion of the budget surplus New Jersey has in order to meet the governor's adequacy level of funding. The state's school funding formula won't be fully funded until next year, with only a portion of the funds coming from the state treasury. They call that equalization aid. We have the Republicans in the state assembly. They're proposing state-funded schools within low-income school districts need remedial relief from increased property taxes, since they can't afford Murphy's school aid funding formula, toxic formula, I guess you'd say it was. Look at the numbers from the Department of Community Affairs. Shows that New Jersey's property taxes went up by 2.2% last year, which is above the 2% cap that was initiated over a decade ago now. So that resulted in an increase of $206 in the average property tax bill. Numbers also show that property taxes account for about 52% of all school funding. Turn back the clock a bit. Since 2018, that's when Murphy became governor, school property taxes have gone up by nearly $1.9 billion. That's an increase of about $500 on the average tax bill. The Republican plan would provide over $620 in relief on the average bill. Now, keep in mind, under Murphy's plan, New Jersey isn't exactly obligated to fund schools up to adequacy. Instead, the state relies on taxing homeowners to fill in the school funding gaps. Republicans say their plan would cut property taxes by at least $1.2 billion. But then, getting back to what some people see as the quick and easy and obvious answer, use the state surplus. State's sitting on $10 billion in surplus. Yet, if you look at the budget proposal from the governor, what they are spending money on, $12 million for a French arts center, $10 million to build the State Hall of Fame in a mall, and $120 million. What was that for? Oh, yeah. Give every illegal immigrant in the state a check of up to $4,000. You'll fund the illegal immigration, but you won't fund the development of a child's education. Well, yeah, that makes sense. Now, I know there are people who will look at the numbers and say, well, let's look at North Jersey, just as an example, not to go through every single district. But if you look at, for example, Morris County, well, they saw an aid increase of 16%. State aid for schools in Bergen County, 13%. Well, even in Sussex County, they're usually the ones who get the loss. 2.23% state funding increase. Sounds great, doesn't it? Well, don't ask the people that run the Green Township School District. Their school aid from the state's getting cut by 22.5%. Kittatinny Regional, cut by 23.61%. Let's see here. There's Stillwater Township, 22% cut. Oh, I'm sorry, 22.24%. And Hopatcong School District, a state aid cut of 28.45%.